Okay, we got the president and general manager of the Toronto Raptors, Brian Colangelo. Brian, how you doing?
I'm good, Jack. How you doing today?
I'm doing really well. And first of all, before we get into all the Raptor talk in terms of the team, just a few specific things. Obviously, Hito Turkoglu got banged up yesterday. Kind of how he's doing, DeMar DeRozan, the ankle, and I guess a Reggie Evans update in terms of how he's coming along.
Well, you know, I mean, first of all, the Hito part, you know, he got knocked in the face pretty good. It didn't seem that bad at the beginning, but, you know, we had a scan taken last night, and there wasn't, in fact, an orbital fracture. I think he'll be okay to play as soon as we, you know, find that the correct protective device for his face. And, you know, we're working on that now. I think he's going to be fitted for a custom mask. He traveled with the team. I think there's a chance to get something done while in Indiana, but whether or not he plays in the next few games is really the question. It's two things. It's not only the protective measure for the face, but it's also trying to make sure that he's comfortable running and exercising, because there's going to be some jarring motion there. And that's something we got to be concerned about, obviously. So Reggie Evans is another story. You know, he's progressing. He's been practicing a little bit, doing some court work, and we're excited about that. It's just a function of whether or not, you know, it's he's completely ready physically and mentally to go out there and go 100% on that foot. You know, it's a very sensitive injury, and it's a big hurdle for him to overcome, but physically, you know, he looks great from a strength standpoint, but conditioning wise you know, he's going through the first week or so of training camp right now as it relates to the rest of the guys. So he's going to take a little bit of time. We're still shooting for on or about the All-Star break, and, you know, that's a couple of weeks away now.
How about DeMar's ankle?
Well, DeMar is progressing very quickly. Whether or not, you know, he's going to play in the next two games or so is still a question mark. But, you know, I know that he did not travel with the team, as far as I know. I was in there at practice, and I thought that was the last thought. But with respect to him playing and coming around, I think he's going to be fine. The ankle obviously is healing probably a little bit quicker than it would with someone a little bit older. He seems to be very resilient right now and doing all his exercises and getting ready. But I tell you, it's going to be interesting. You know, Sonny's bragging about that 3-0 record right now. Among friends, so it's going to be interesting to see the dynamic when he does come back. But, you know, you're talking about two guys that just love spending time together and are great friends, so it's all in jest right now.
Hey, Brian, you've been around the block. You've been around this a long time, and you know, so often I was chatting about this before in terms of depth, and you bring up Sonny Weems, and I was mentioning before about Antoine Wright and Amir Johnson and, you know, Bellinelli when he's going right, and even a guy like a Marcus Banks, when he was called upon, did a great job for you. Rasha Nesterovich comes in the game yesterday and does a great job. If you're going to get through that marathon of a season, you need those secondary guys to really get it done for you, and they have done a beautiful job for you of late.
Well, it's one of those things that last summer we set out to address. We talked about the lack of depth, especially at the point guard position. Now with Marcus Banks coming around, like you indicated, you know, we not only have a point guard controversy, so to speak, at least that's what everyone wants to make it, but you got a guy there sitting in the third hole that that's ready to, you know, to come in and play and play at a very high level, and he's capable of playing at a high level. He's proven that, and he earned a contract because of that while in Phoenix. But it was also, you know, just something that needed to be addressed overall, not just at one position. And so when we set out to do that with the various trades that were made, you know, it didn't look like it was going to happen early in the season, but the way things have played out, everybody is contributing in their own way. Obviously, the downside is you got to keep guys happy, and you got to find a way to, you know, keep everyone going all the time. And, you know, that's Jay's challenge, the coaching staff's challenge. So it's a good problem to have when you talk about an NBA roster and the length of a season and the ups and downs that you mentioned will happen, because injuries happen, and you know, as evidenced by the DeMar situation right now.
How did the dynamics of how your team is playing right now impact you at all when you sit down between now and February 18th and the trade deadline in terms of how you project? I mean, you obviously have to sift through mm-hmm. the wins, the losses right now, and yet you got to see the forest, not necessarily the tree, when you make decisions, if you want to make a decision in terms of February 18th. How do you go about that?
Well, obviously, you know, we've been doing okay here, but you know, to say that we've suddenly jumped up into that upper echelon would be probably a little bit of an overstatement. We're building and gaining ground in that regard, but I wouldn't say we're there. And do we lack, the questions are asked, you know, even internally, do we lack maybe one key piece, one more element that would get us there to compete with the Bostons and the Clevelands, et cetera? But, you know, what I would tell you we're doing is we're letting this thing come together. We're being patient. We've kind of put one issue to bed, at least. I hope that people realize our intention is not to trade Chris Bosh. But I would tell you that if the right deal came along between now and trade deadline and the right piece was available, and I'd say that we're buyers, not sellers right now, in a very funny market with the tax and cap, you know, facing some serious pressure right now for a lot of teams, I would tell you that, you know, we would pull the trigger on a deal if it made sense for us. And, you know, that's just that's one of those things that we'd have to explore over time.
Brian, thanks so much for joining us.
All right, Jack. Thank you.